On this episode, vitamin A and testosterone. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening. Let's talk about vitamin A. Vitamin A is an often overlooked but absolutely vital nutrient for testosterone. Vitamin A crosses the blood-testes barrier in its biologically active form of retinol. More on the forms of vitamin A later, by the way. Experiments with rats show that greater vitamin A concentrations increase not only testosterone secretion, but also increase a variety of growth factors, increase androgen-binding protein, which transports androgens throughout the body. It increases transforming growth factor beta, which causes cell growth but suppresses cancer, and increases steroidogenic acute regulatory protein, which is responsible for the transportation of cholesterol into mitochondria for its conversion to steroid hormones. There have also been many human studies that have found a link between vitamin A and testosterone. The title of one study, The Effect of Nutritional Factors on Sex Hormone Levels in Male Twins. In this study, they found that the higher the vitamin A levels, the higher the testosterone levels. Quote, testosterone exhibited significant correlations with calories and vitamin A. This study suggests that dietary intake affects plasma sex steroid levels in men. Another study, which has been referred to quite a bit, is the title of this study is Vitamin A and Iron Supplementation is as efficient as hormonal therapy in constitutionally delayed children. In this study, they took 14 to 15 year old boys who had delayed puberty. They divided them into multiple groups. They had a control group. They had multiple groups receiving either testosterone therapy or other drug therapy. And they had a group receiving vitamin A and iron. The vitamin A and iron group induced growth acceleration similar to that of the drug and testosterone therapy groups, beginning puberty and increasing testicular volume, among other effects. Quote, conclusions, subnormal vitamin A intake is one of the etiological factors in delayed pubertal maturation. Supplementation of both vitamin A and iron to normal constitutionally delayed children with subnormal vitamin A intake is as effective as hormonal therapy in the induction of growth and puberty. There are also a number of studies that show vitamin A is required in both the utilization of protein and the synthesis of protein. So this means that vitamin A, sufficient vitamin A, is required in order for your body to utilize the protein you're eating, and also required in order for your body to grow protein, i.e. muscle. So vitamin A is absolutely crucial, and a lot of people are not getting sufficient vitamin A. Now, there are multiple forms of vitamin A, or things that are referred to as vitamin A, and those are beta carotene and retinol. So retinol is the biologically active version of vitamin A that our body can use. Retinol comes from animals and animal products. Beta carotene comes from plants, and beta carotene must be converted in the body in order to be biologically useful to humans. This is a step where a lot of problems can actually occur that make beta carotene far less useful to humans. First of all, even if the absolutely ideal conditions are in place, it takes approximately 6 units of beta carotene to produce 1 unit of retinol. So this means already that if you're consuming beta carotene for your vitamin A, you're going to need to consume far, far more of it. Plus, this conversion process is often reduced and made even less effective because of conditions in the body. In order for the conversion to take place, you need a healthy intestinal tract, including sufficient bile salts supplied by the gallbladder. You also need specific enzymes to break down beta carotene and convert it to retinol. Many dietary and stress factors can cause this conversion to be even less efficient. Also, in regards to the bile salts that are an important part of that process, those bile salts are only produced in response to the consumption of fat, meaning if you're consuming plant-based beta carotene without sufficient fat to induce the production of bile salts, the conversion of beta carotene to retinol is going to be even less efficient. So the bottom line with vitamin A is we are far, far better off getting our vitamin A from animals in its biologically active form of retinol. By far the best source of vitamin A is liver. You've probably heard me talk about liver before. You've probably heard other people talking about liver more. This vitamin A link is one of the reasons why people often feel such an impact in their health from eating liver, because they weren't getting sufficient vitamin A and they get that vitamin A from the liver. Of course, liver contains many other nutrients, but the impact of vitamin A is big. Other sources of vitamin A include eggs, raw butter, and salmon, though they contain much, much less. Liver really, you guys, is by far the best way to get enough vitamin A. 1 ounce of liver achieves the quote recommended daily allowance of vitamin A. So it does not take a lot of liver to get the vitamin A that you need, and you're getting it in that biologically active form of retinol that your body can immediately use. And keep in mind that for men who are training hard, your vitamin A needs are going to be higher than that recommended daily allowance. So vitamin A, absolutely crucial. Now, the plant-based sources of beta carotene that you might have heard of, things like spinach, sweet potatoes, carrots, again, beta carotene is there. You will see it referred to. If you look up, for example, a list of sources of vitamin A, it's going to list those plant-based foods. However, as we discussed, there is a conversion process that has to take place. You're already going to be getting much less of it in biologically active form than you're actually eating, and certain things can get in the way of that conversion process and make it even less efficient. Also, as we've talked about before, a lot of those plant things, especially things like spinach, have basically plant toxins like oxalates and other compounds that are actually toxic to humans. So by far the best source of vitamin A to support our testosterone is animal products, and specifically liver. Again, you can get some from eggs, raw butter, good sources as well. An egg, for example, contains around 8% of your recommended daily allowance of vitamin A. So you would need to eat, obviously, a lot of eggs to be getting all of your vitamin A from eggs. A fillet of salmon has around 25% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin A, again, in its biologically active form of retinol. But liver, by far the king of vitamin A, a 1 ounce serving has well beyond your recommended daily allowance of vitamin A. So this is one thing, you guys, where it's so often overlooked. People who are on sort of a normal standard American diet, if you will, are not getting the vitamin A that they need by any stretch of the imagination. And this is something that absolutely affects testosterone levels. So pay attention to your vitamin A intake. If you're not already eating liver, start eating liver, man. I never would have thought that I would have eaten liver. That's one of those things that in my earlier years, especially as a kid, but even in my earlier adult years, I would have been grossed out by it. I never would have touched it. And now it's one of the most prized things that I eat, because I can tell the difference. I can feel the difference in big, big ways when I eat it. So whatever the source, make sure you're looking at getting enough animal products in your diet, including those that contain vitamin A, because vitamin A is absolutely crucial for testosterone. Again, that study that looked at twins, it was basically a linear scale. The lower the vitamin A, the lower the testosterone. The higher the vitamin A, the higher the testosterone. So this is something that is so crucial for testosterone. And again, as I mentioned, they actually have shown that vitamin A is required for our body to utilize the protein that we eat, and it is required for our body to synthesize protein in the form of muscle growth. So a lot of reasons to make sure that we are getting sufficient vitamin A in your diet. If you're not already eating liver, if you're not already eating sufficient animal products, it is very, very likely that you are not getting enough vitamin A in your diet. Also, you may hear there's some sort of talk that goes around vitamin A toxicity. This is something that's really, for the most part, is a myth. It is possible to reach toxic levels of vitamin A, but it takes massive, massive amounts, generally only going to be seen if you're supplementing vitamin A. If you're taking one source of vitamin A that That is one that quite a few people look at is cod liver oil. They take that as a supplement. If you were drinking massive amounts of cod liver oil on a regular basis for months at a time, you can reach that toxic level of vitamin A, but it's very, very unlikely that, unless you really go out of your way doing something crazy with a supplemental form of vitamin A, it's very unlikely you're ever going to achieve anything close to toxic levels of vitamin A. So make sure you're getting enough vitamin A in your diet. You will feel better. Your testosterone will be better. And man, we know we want that. So have an amazing rest of your day. Get enough vitamin A in your diet, and we'll talk to you soon.